At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's day, February 26th, episode 127. And let's get into our tip-off topics. Leading off with Embiid. Hurt? Shocked? No. But now there is talk about Joel Embiid getting other opinions in regards to his injured knee. And it brings up a really touchy subject for me, my producer Matt George, and this podcast. You see, I want to take you back to last summer. 76ers just got eliminated from the playoffs. Joel Embiid was really playing on one leg versus the New York Knicks. And when it was announced that Kawhi Leonard was not going to play for Team USA, the natural thought was, well, Joel Embiid's injured. Get the knee checked out. If it needs surgery, get it done. And then go from there. Problem is he didn't. He played for Team USA. And he wasn't right from the beginning of the year. Didn't start out the season. And he looks like a shell of himself. This is Joel Embiid that's had injury problems with his knee in the past. So now when you get or hearing alternate forms of, you know, doctors' opinions, to me, that's not good. I'm going to save time for the Philadelphia 76ers. Shut them down. Shut them down. You look closely at the Philadelphia 76ers, who have been an absolute train wreck. He's hurt. Paul George looks like a shell of himself. Their moves have not worked at all. Philadelphia is two games out of the loss column. They're sitting in 12th place in the Eastern Conference. Not only that, if you try to say, okay, workroom, yes, they do have, it looks like, the fifth easiest schedule the rest of the way. But for what? For a team to get to 10? Maybe 9? And lose in the first round? To Boston or Cleveland? Makes no sense. What makes sense for Philadelphia is to shut them down. And the problem with the 76ers is this. We know about the city of brotherly love. They don't like losers. The only team in Philadelphia that can get away with losing is the Eagles. If you're the Phillies, if you're the Flyers, and you're the 76ers, when you're irrelevant, it's not good. Check out last game. We could have got a ticket for about $5. Let's move on to our next topic, which is, oh my Lord, what a comeback. You want to talk about someone who literally punted on a game, thought the game was over? Yeah, it was that Minnesota-OKC game in which Minnesota came all the way back, roaring back, and a 131-128 win. And it's just amazing to see how they close this out, overcoming a 25-point deficit in the second half. You look at the play of Jaden McDaniels, you know, scoring 27 points, 7 rebounds. Naz Reid, 22 and 11. Ant, 17, 13, 8. 21 out of Alexander Walker. Terrence Shannon Jr., who I would love to see them get more minutes, getting 17. And even Rob Dillingham getting in the mix with 12. Can Minnesota make a run? Their odds say that they are like a minus 550 to make the playoffs, which they should. But my point is, I think they're better with Rudy Gobert on the bench or not playing. I think Naz Reid, with the ability to stretch the floor, even though he shot 2 of 8 from 3, he can rebound the ball just as well. Not the greatest rim protector, but better defensively on the perimeter dealing with bigs. But it's also, you got to give Shannon Jr. and Rob Dillingham a little bit of run. And they're starting to do so. Shannon Jr., 3 double-digit games in his last 5 appearances. Rob Dillingham, not so much. First double-digit game in a while. But Minnesota, folks, got to remember, some people thought they were coming out of the West this year. They almost came out of the West last year. If they get the playoffs and they get the right matchup, they could send teams home. Speaking of sending teams home, Lord have mercy, what Cleveland did to Orlando was downright illegal. 122-82 final in a matchup of 2 of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. We need to start to have a serious conversation about, can Cleveland win the East? See, when I look at them, I look at a team that can beat you in so many different ways. All 5 starters with 8 or more points, and 2 guys off the bench give you at least 17. They're flat out dangerous. And for a team to hang 122 versus the Orlando Magic, who I think is one of the best defensive teams in the NBA, I know they've been slipping. Do you know how many times Orlando's given up over 120 points this season? I'm going through the schedule, folks, and I count twice. One of them was to Cleveland early in the year, and another was a 125 piece that gave up to Miami, and that was in overtime. If you're hanging up 122 points on Orlando, you're damn good offensively. And this team continues to show why they are at the top of the Eastern Conference, and we need to start to think about they should be closer than where they are at the board to make or win the conference, and they're plus 270. Odds are shrinking. Let's end the tip-off topics with the GOAT of women's basketball. Diana Taurasi calls it a career after 20 seasons. And if you can't see the graphic, it's a trophy case. Think about this, folks. 20 seasons, 14-time all WNBA, 11-time All-Star, 3-time champion, all-time leading scorer in the WNBA. And that's just the beginning of the accomplishment. I don't have enough time to talk about it. But what I can talk about is the impact that Diana Taurasi has had. Folks, she's a winner. She played arguably the greatest backcourt in college basketball history with Sue Bird. And you can talk about all the great players of all time. Cynthia Cooper, Sylvia Falls, Maya Moore, Cheryl Swoops, Sue Bird, Lisa Leslie, Simone Augustus, right? I could keep going on and on. You could talk about current players. Stewie, Asia Wilson. Can't talk Caitlin Clark yet because she just got to the league. She's in year 2. Diana Taurasi is the greatest basketball player in the history of the WNBA.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
And even at the age of 41 this year, she was getting buckets. My salute to the GOAT of the WNBA. Coming up next, we'll get into our war tour. We'll look at odds to make the Final Four. And then we'll get into teams to make the playoffs. We'll look at Atlanta, and we'll look at Sacramento, and we'll take a look at Dallas. We'll be back with our award tour after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim, episode 127. It's time to get into our award tour where we look at the futures market. And let's focus on college basketball today with some upsets and how we went through the last week. It's a good time to reset the market, but instead of looking at to win the national championship, let's look at the Final Four odds. Last time we talked about this, January 29th, Auburn and Duke were both at minus 120. Houston plus 175 along with Iowa State, plus 260 for Alabama, plus 340 for Florida, plus 360 for Tennessee, 6.5-1 for Gonzaga, Kansas, Kentucky. The top of the board has not changed. It's the bottom three that have really moved. Auburn is now sitting at a minus 155, Duke at a minus 140, Houston at a plus 140, so I think that's 1, 2, 3 are the same. Alabama plus 190, I think 1, 2, 3, 4 are the same. Florida 2-1, Tennessee plus 290, Iowa State plus 420. There's Slick Rick at plus 460, Arizona and Texas Tech at 7-1. Here's the way you look at it, folks. Auburn and Duke are the only two teams I think are going to be guaranteed one seeds. So it makes sense where they are. And I think right now, especially the way that Duke looked against Illinois over the weekend, Auburn and Duke are the two best teams in college basketball. I wouldn't say by a wide margin, but a damn good margin. So now, where do you go next? Florida loses, they're at 2-1. Gotta remember, they just lost last night. They were down 25, came all the way back versus Georgia, lost it in the end. I think they lost their chance at a one seed. Tennessee has some bad losses. Not bad losses, but they have the 30-point beatdown versus Florida. So to me, I think Houston's getting a one seed. So that would probably mean Duke, South, possibly, Midwest, Auburn, or vice versa. Maybe you send Duke to the Midwest because Duke can draw anywhere. The West, you can send Houston, and then it opens up the East. So where do you go? Like I said, I like Houston to come out because I think you look at Houston, and you look at them very carefully, folks, and know that this team is 23-4. Their four losses, ready? Auburn by 5, which is not a bad loss at all. Alabama, overtime by 5. San Diego State, 3, overtime. Texas Tech, 1 in overtime. They don't have a bad loss. They're worse losses to the number one team in the country in regards to how much they lost by. And the other 3 losses are in overtime. So that makes sense. So my point is, folks, watch out for St. John's. I'm going to keep saying this, and you got to understand where I'm going with this. If St. John's is not in the East with Duke. St. John's could be a two seed. I'm going to say something crazy right now. St. John's wins out, they could get the one seed in the East. And they go through Providence and then Newark. There's a distinct possibility that this could happen. I'm not a big believer in Arizona and Texas Tech to get to the Final Four. Iowa State's intriguing at plus 490. Tennessee, he's got to get there. Like, Rick Barnes has got to get there. And Florida, you get nervous sometimes, particularly defensively. So if St. John stays away from Auburn and Duke, I think St. John's comes out of the East. And I think Auburn, Duke, Houston, St. John's is your Final Four. Let's quickly go through a couple of, I know I said all college, but I'm mistaken. Let's talk about, really quick, the NBA and three teams to make the playoffs, starting off with the Atlanta Hawks, plus 138 to make it, minus 170 to miss out. Atlanta has seventh easiest schedule the rest of the way. And looking at their schedule and looking at the standings, they're sitting right now at eighth place. So they would only need one game. And I'm not a believer in Chicago. I'm not a believer in Brooklyn. I don't believe in Philadelphia. So they got to win one out of two. If they could find a way to hold on to eight or seven, and two chances to win, to get in, give me Atlanta plus 138, yes, to make the NBA playoffs. Let's move to the West. Sacramento, plus 138, yes. Minus 170, no. They're sitting in 10th. But, folks, it is so tight in the West. They're two games out of sixth. And they went through their rough stretch. And you look at their schedule, though, here's a problem. Second toughest schedule left. I've been a big believer in this team. I don't like what they did to Mike Brown. I just got a feeling with this. Sacramento, plus 138, yes, to make the playoffs. Last off, Dallas. They're sitting in ninth. They need Anthony Davis back, and they're three games ahead of Phoenix. I can't trust him. Too many injuries. Not just him, Lively, Gafford. They may fight. Folks, if Phoenix gets hot and these guys don't get back early enough, they may not even make the play-in. And I got concerns. Now, you look at their schedule, the rest of the way Dallas, and they have the 12th easiest schedule. Right? You look at Phoenix, they have the toughest schedule left to play. Right? You look at Golden State, their schedule is, I think, 10th easiest. It's tough for me to say this because I love Kyrie and I love AD. I think the injuries are too much. Minus 128, it's a no. Coming up next, we'll get into our scouting report. We'll look at a big game in the Big Ten as UCLA takes on Purdue, a team that's been struggling. We'll look at a big...
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Game of women's college basketball as UNC takes on Duke. Imagine I talk about that as the women's game, not the men's game. NBA, Minnesota versus the Lakers. A couple other games, including Knicks and Memphis, and a buzzer beater. We'll be back with a scouting report after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to episode 127 of the Betting Above the Rim podcast. It's time to get into our scouting report. We preview the best games in college and pros. And we'll lead off with the lone matchup on Friday night that deals with a top 25 team, and that's Mick Cronin and the UCLA Bruins heading east to take on Matt Painter and the Purdue Boilermakers. There's been a lot said about these teams, particularly UCLA and USC heading east, and how they've struggled. If you kind of look at when they've had to go east lately, win at Indiana, lost at Illinois, right? Lost at Rutgers, lost at Maryland, lost at Nebraska. They don't play well when they go east. But then you look at a team like Purdue, who has struggled losing four games in a row, at one point had a stranglehold on first place. But out of the four games they've lost, three have been on the road. So where do you go here? I'm going to go with the team with that's at home, and I'm going to trust the fact that Matt Painter is going to try and get this right. You look at that roster with Smith and Lawyer, you know, and Kaufman Wren. They're experienced guys that have been through the fire. Give me Purdue minus the points. Let's head to the women's game. Really big matchup, Tobacco Road. UNC versus Duke. This is a Thursday night game. Both teams in the top 20. And when you look at this matchup here, you look at a Duke team at home coming off an 80-49 win over Syracuse, and North Carolina's been absolutely rolling teams. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Carolina's team at home. You look at their record at home, yes. If you think about the losses that they've had, okay? Number one, they lost at North Carolina in overtime in early January. Their last three losses at NC State, at Notre Dame, and home versus Louisville. I know they're not ranked, but Jeff Waltz does a great job. Payback comes as the game is in Cameron. Give me Duke to get the win over North Carolina. Let's head to the NBA. Luka. I told y'all when I was on air last night, Monday night, Luka could triple-double. Folks, starting to feel himself a little bit. And this is a big matchup as they take on a Thursday night Ant Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. This will be an NBA TV nationally televised game tipping off at 10:30. Lakers have won their last two games. We saw what happened, obviously, with OKC and the Timberwolves. Folks, it's just the last two games have shown me, three games, the Lakers are starting to figure this out. Luka's starting to figure this out. And I don't know if they have enough stoppers defensively. Vanderbilt probably guards LeBron, and probably guards Luka or Conley. Still like the Lakers because they're at home. J.J. Redick should be in the conversation for Coach of the Year. Let's head to an East versus West. Knicks versus Grizzlies. And a Knicks team that needs to get themselves right. It's a Friday night game. I'd like the Knicks to go ahead and ready, cover the points. They're usually pretty good on the road. Lastly, Cavs Celtics. I'm going to simply go with Cleveland because I can't bet against them. I'll take the points until someone beats them. Buzzer beater time really quickly here. And we talked about this before, but it's starting to gain traction. Started with Mike Krzyzewski. Then Rick Pitino said it. And now Val Ackerman, the commissioner of the Big East, is open to the idea of a Big East ACC merger. Folks, you don't understand how much this makes sense. Now, you got to blow up the media deals of ESPN, Fox, NBC, TNT. Redo them all. But you basically put a lockdown on the Eastern Seaboard. And you go to a super basketball conference and you allow the SEC and the Big Ten to go super football. And then you start plucking teams like Houston and maybe Gonzaga and make it both coasts. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for February 26th. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. For my producer, Matty George, Vinny, who always does a great job with the graphics, remember, folks, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.